be understanding of thinking. It's not I. But it's not I. Even Kusala is not I.
If it's akusala, then it's not buddhana sati.
Kusala.
If it's not kusala, then it's not buddhana sati.
Even if we're at the Bodhi tree or anywhere, different moments, kusala, akusala.
There seems to be a lot of thinking with akusala from this part of the world.
It's good to know.
It's good.
Yeah. It's good to know. Yeah.
But Buddha also see things, see people.
Yeah. Everyone thinks. Yeah. There is not just seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. We live in the world of concept more than the world of realities.
No, not for him, but for me.
So can we say there's nothing wrong with conceptualizing when it's kusala?
No. No. As long as there is understanding, it's kusala. But then cling to it. So and there is only one way in order not to cling, is by at that very moment awareness is aware of a characteristic of a reality.
So banyat can be object of
thinking. Banyat is object of thinking. It cannot be object of seeing or hearing.
So it can be the right awareness can develop.
When we use the term thinking, it's not the what we used to understand, thinking as just thinking in words or thinking about shape and form. But when it's the vitakka cetasika, it does not think about words at all when it accompanies right understanding and right awareness. It just touches the object so that panya can see better and understand better, little by little.
Something to me that seems quite hopeful is that, for example, with dana, there have got to be a lot of conditions. I was just talking before that so often you might want to give, but there have to be so many conditions there to give. There's got to be a gift, there's got to be somebody to give to, etc., etc. And often with sila, the same. But there's always conditions for, or potential for sati to arise because there's always realities. So, you know, it's some gusala that can be accumulated every moment.
Anytime,
every time. Yeah?
Without the intellectual understanding, it's impossible for sati to arise.
So that's the condition, is the intellectual understanding. Yeah.
Because only the word does not help, like the word sati, it doesn't help. If there is no understanding, it's characteristic, and when does it arise?
That intellectual understanding has to come from these books and the discussions.
And considering,
and
carefully.
Considering.
And
so don't throw away your books.
And can one say it?
You cannot throw the Tipitaka and the commentaries.
Or the one I've just given.
The one you've given.
Can we say it also depends on accumulations, you know, how much detail one reads or considers, or because we know that it's wise reflection and considering that's important, but for some people to really have a good, even theoretical understanding about what sati and panya is, it seems they need to read and hear a lot, and for others maybe it's different. So can we just say it just depends on accumulation?
Anyway, what's the purpose of studying?
To understand reality. Mm. That's all.
How about other kinds of wholesome deeds? Do they support Satipatthana also?
Just want it to be the supporter? When there is panya, the other levels or other kinds of kusala also grow without the idea of I wanting it to support the Satipatthana.
So, right understanding can be a condition for more dana and sila to happen,
not,
to occur.
Not hopefully.
Not hopefully.
By itself.
Yeah. Not by wishing to have more dana in a day. It seems to be a bit of a fine line between wishing to, say, have more dana or kusala in a day and developing it. I mean, like when one looks for opportunities, for example, to give, there can be many moments of attachment in between, wanting to be the one with dana, as opposed to seeing the value. So I think Nova can creep in all the time.
Even when one considers any kinds of dana.
That's why lobha should be known, and the function is of panya is to eliminate lobha.
What about the person who makes a conscious resolution to be more friendly to other people and considerate and give more here and there and donate blood and so forth?
Smile at
moments of I.
Moments of I.
Yes. Even it's wholesome, it's I.
Because it's so, I who is the one who gives or who smiles or
who makes resolution.
Makes resolution.
So then it's not really supporting.
It doesn't matter what arises because each moment is conditioned. Even the resolution is also conditioned. Yeah. Or thinking about it is also conditioned.
But they might say, you say, well, it doesn't matter what arises, but they might say, well, better to have more kusala, even if it's with the idea of I, because we're just beginners, than just to say it doesn't matter what reality appears. So they would, so you know, people will say better to have the idea of, you know, consciously trying to smile more or be kinder or perform more dana. And even if there is an eye behind it, well, there's going to be anyway, but at least there is some value in it.
Buddha pointed out what's what. But we think that we better do this. But he didn't say so, but he pointed out what is the cause and what is the result. What's that?
When, excuse me. When we are reading the Tipitaka, how do we distinguish between things the Buddha is pointing out as being what is what and things that the Buddha is encouraging people to...
By pointed out.
By what?
Pointed out.
For example, you know, the famous passages that say, these are the roots of trees, monks, meditators.
He pointed out the truth.
It sounds like it sounds like an instruction.
Because it's the truth.
And like the Anapanasati Sutta, for example, or in the Satipatthana Sutta.
Every word is the truth. So the truth is the truth.
But still no I. Still no I who can develop. Always.
He said all realities are anatta. Mm-hmm.
Did he instruct? Did he instruct?
Said by saying so. By helping the others to have that right understanding.
Well, let me ask you, did he direct? Did he order?
Can he? Could he? Will he?
You must have sati now.
You will have sati now.
Yes.
when you put it like that, it's I mean, the answer is so obvious, but still, when we're having discussions about the suttas, and there's so much opinion to the opposite side, so I'm just probing a bit.
I had a discussion with Lodewijk on the four-right efforts, and Lodewijk feels they are such a good reminder, and that we shouldn't worry too much which moment, which right effort, because then we lose the whole and we get lost in too many details. And what do you think?
I think that when we read, we develop understanding even intellectually. For example, it's the detail that who can know if Buddha didn't say about this, at what moment, what kind of, or what aspect of effort is there. For example, when there are moments of akusala and there is sati at that moment, which can see the danger of akusala. So that is viriya at that one aspect. And the other aspect, when we have kusala, and there can be more and more kusala, that is another aspect of effort.
But we shouldn't stress too much which moment and worry and think too much.
Just to understand.
But can one say it just depends?
Anattaness.
It depends on understanding at that moment what
it doesn't matter at all, because in order to really directly experience reality, it has to be the moment when there is awareness of a characteristic of a reality. Even we are talking about effort now, and effort arises with each citta except the 16 ahetuka citta. We cannot directly experience this by ourselves, but by awareness. There can be the beginning of developing understanding of that characteristic as not I.
Can one say that, you know, like we're talking about visible objects, I mean, at any moment one knows different visible objects have different aspects. I mean, this visible object is different from next visible object seen. And can one say this about any reality? So the characteristic, the aspect is always...
We cannot know as Buddha knows. So it depends on how much we can understand what's in Tipitaka.
Yeah.
But the purpose is to understand reality right now.
Yeah, just as it appears.
Yeah. Otherwise, next life, we'll forget everything. Yeah. But when we have the understanding of reality, that is reality each life.
Won't it be forgotten anyway next life?
Can?
Because, you know, usually we know that in next life one has to hear all over again. So, of course, any understanding is accumulated. But it seems like it's forgotten and one just has to hear again.
It doesn't matter if we don't know the word. But what about the understanding, like Sariputta listened to Bhikkhu Asacchi? He got it instantly.
So it's not the words or the language or the...
So basically, you're just saying that accumulations are not lost. I mean, they're there and gone, but they're never lost.
Mm-hmm.
So that development of a certain amount of banya, moving into the next life, if you never hear a word about Dhamma, still there, latent.
Because of the understanding of a reality at that moment, from moment to moment, one by one.
We don't know how many lifetimes we've had without hearing Dhamma. This time we're fortunate enough we're here.
Last time we also heard too.
Well, I think the instance Nina has mentioned of the four right efforts is a good one in this area of instruction versus description, because I don't know if it's a question of the English translation, if it's the same in Thai, but in English, all the translations nowadays tend to read as though it was an instruction. Develop, put forth effort for the arising of kusala not yet arisen, and so forth. And it's...
Who can do that?
Who can do it?
We can read, but can we do? Or develop?
Can do
conditioned to love.
Yeah, by conditioned yeah. to see what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
What's kusala and what is not kusala at different times.
If you read it with the wrong understanding, you will take it the wrong way, like
right.
you have to do or self has to do.
Right.
So you need the background info.
Yeah.
Akusun gap vibhak can be distinct with the same thing, because some person like you are going to blind Lord vision, it we call the vibhak or we call akusun.
At the moment of seeing.
Oh no. One
it's vipaka.
See it.
At moment of hearing it's vipaka. Smelling, tasting, touching,
uh-huh.
these are vipaka in a day that
yes.
we can know. But after that moment, it's kusala and akusala.
And can we call because the vipaka then?
Vipaka is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Only these five in a day that we can know. Because it's happened unexpectedly by conditions.
Mm.
So when you start thinking, therefore starting to develop a new karma?
It depends on the level of kusala, akusala. For example, if we like just hot water, it's not any of akusala kammapatha. But since it arises, it's there from that moment on and on, accumulated. So people have different like and dislike.
A question back to that prescription or description. What is the difference between going to that place and sitting cross-legged and
the M word,
meditating, yeah, and actually making the effort to come and listen to Dhamma and read books and attempting to develop satipatthana.
So the question is, who is doing that and that and that?
Yes.
Who?
Yeah, who? Exactly, who is? Nobody.
Well, it seems like somebody is.
It seems like
cases.
Somebody, and I think there is a lot of on DSG about, well, this is what you should be doing, and what is the difference between going and sitting and coming and listening to you or to our study?
Some has some accumulations to do that.
Yes.
Right.
Must be by accumulations.
Right.
Shall we stop them? Shall we encourage them?
No.
Understand that they have their own accumulations to do like that.
And it's only right understanding that will actually, as it develops,
mm-hmm.
will
yeah.
lead us into the potential for more kusala.
Does one have to wait until one gets there in order to have sati? So why go?
Yeah. Where? Yeah.
I go anyway.
Well, they would say also say, we say, well, why go? And, you know, who is going? And they will say, well,
who's
why read or why go to the holy places?
People have different accumulation, not I. See? So not the person who doesn't go.
So no difference between the accumulations of the person who goes to the...
here or goes there.
Yeah.
Well, there may be different level of understanding accompanying, or there may not. You just can't say for sure. One could go to the holy places with wrong view, strong wrong view for that matter.
or open the text with strong worldview as well.